Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. I'm in studio with a good friend here, Jill Moores. How are you, Jill?
Good. How are you, Patty?
I'm just fantastic. Thank you. I've got a great show lined up, Jill. As well as you're talking about a few different things.
Yes.
Nowadays, everybody has more than one job, and you have a couple of hats. We're going to talk about mortgages. We're going to talk about real estate. Cat vacations.
Yeah.
Take the cat
out of your vacation.
Out of vacation.
Yeah.
And that's always good, especially if you come home to some bad smells from your cat.
Some presents.
Yeah. Yeah, some presents. We're also going to be talking about food, which we always love to do. We're going to be talking about classes to move your jiggly bits.
Uh-oh.
You don't have very many. I got a few more than you. And we're also going to talk to Hudson Mack because next week is CTV Vancouver Island's time on the radio. They're going to be here all week. So we always listen to CFAX anyways, but even more reason to do so. First up, though, we're talking to Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner. And we're going to talk about some good-for-you meals because we just had Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've got Movember. And, you know, food is really at the source of what makes us feel good and your best defense against things. How are you, Sandra?
I'm well. How are you, Patty?
I'm just great. Now, you're doing a really cool thing today. You got kids cooking lessons. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where we start, right, is teaching our kids how to cook.
Yeah, you know, it is. And I, you know, I'm even in the food business, and I find it hard even with my children, you know, to take the time to just, you know, slow down from your schedule and just, you know, bring them along and show them exactly, you know, how to put a meal together or, for that matter, even how to toast toast.
Yeah, because you live on a lot of that as you age. And Jill, I know even with Sarah, you've been talking lately, because you're a fantastic cook, and you've been talking about doing some lessons.
Well, we actually,
with our friends.
Yeah, we did. We did do one last week, actually.
Oh, well, Rachel wants to come, too. She needs some help, because she's got me as a mom.
So she's got one recipe in her binder now, and she could probably survive on that.
What is it?
Chicken curry.
Nice. Oh, I love your chicken curry. What are you teaching your kids today, Sandra? What kind of recipes?
What we're doing, we're putting together school lunches together.
School lunches.
How this kind of came about is, you know, the What's for Dinner thing, how I just, you know, hated, you know, trying to figure out what's for dinner, and that's how my company kind of derived from that. And then the next, you know, hated thing was school lunches. And it just got to the point, like, I'm just tired of trying to figure out in the morning, rushing around, you know, putting school lunches together, even though my kids are 17 and 15 and should be helping out in that respect. But sometimes it's faster just to do it myself. But what I decided to do is we had tested last year a bunch of little lunches that we could do and freeze. And so today is actually the day that we're going to be doing that. And I thought, you know, I'm going to be doing it for my family. I might as well open it up to a few of our clients, students, to come in and come along with us and put them all together. So that's basically what we're doing today. We're going to be doing some beef burritos, some chicken Slovaki, you know, some calzones, that type of thing. And then along with us doing that, we'll be talking about nutrition and that type of thing too.
And you've also got your single servings, because I know for you said something about UVic students, you have
dinner for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have those in line, and website will be up online very shortly, and they can order directly from there also, and it's dinnerforone.ca. And those meals are pre-cooked and frozen, so it's really easy again. They're nutritional. There's no added MSG. We don't add any salt to any of our entrees. And it's easy, you know, as the students, they have all different types of hours, and they eat at all different types of times, that they can just take those meals and just put them in the microwave or an oven or even a little toaster oven, and they're good to go.
See, Jill, you don't have to worry about teaching Sarah. We can just reheat. You don't have to learn how to cook.
There's always
a
shortcut.
Let's do the work.
Just heat and serve.
Hey, I know every shortcut, sister. But, you know, it is good to – I always joke about this, but I actually do know how to cook. I just like to keep it on the low key because then people don't ask me to bring anything. But what kind of things are you cooking up this month to November? I know you're kind of the – I know you like local produce and really good quality meats. It's sort of that hearty, healthy kind of month where you – that horrible weather's taken effect and you kind of want something to, you know, stick to your ribs or what used to be where your ribs were.
Well, we have our very classic hamburger vegetable soup, and it's just, you know, it's a really hearty soup. It's got the lean ground beef, and it's got the vegetables, and it's got a lot of flavor to it. And you just need to add, you know, the dinner roll that you like, or even if you're watching your carbs, You can just basically then just have another added salad, or it's good on its own because it is quite a hearty soup.
Yeah, and that's an old one from years ago.
I just made it now, last week, Best of Bridge.
Did you really?
Remember that cookbook?
Yeah, Debbie's mom used to always make that. That it's such a good go-to, and kids love that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Old men.
And we also have our three-bean turkey enchilada, which kids also like. And those, you know, again, you just put those in and then put them in the oven, and they're good to go. So an added, a big green salad with that. And there's a casserole. There's our chicken and artichoke casserole that we have. And just some of our other standard favorites, like our honey hoisin pork chops, are back on the menu this month also. So, yeah.
Now, when you say artichoke, like a lot of people haven't had that as a standard veg with things. What is the flavoring behind that? Like, is it quite sharp?
The artichoke that we use for this particular casserole is marinated, so it does have that bit maybe of the more acid, like because it has the vinegar in it. Mm-hmm. But you can get the canned artichokes, which are quite nice, that are just in water, and those are just more of a very kind of just a low taste flavor, and it kind of takes on a taste of whatever you're pairing it with. But the artichoke that we use in this particular one with the casserole does have a little bit of a marinade in it, so it does have a bit of a bite.
Now, Sandra, you know, if you're trying to give people advice, I know it's best to cook in bulk probably and freeze some stuff. And if you're going to buy some what's for dinner, it's always good to have it in the freezer, right, so that you're not tempted just to do a takeout or get food that's less healthy for you?
Yeah, exactly. And what we do with our entrees is it's closest home cooking as you could possibly make it. And we don't add any added preservatives. There's no MSG. And, you know, when you go out through the drive-thrus and that, you really don't know. It's fast. It's fast food. And ours is fast, but it's slow-cooked is what I like to call it. And they do add preservatives because they do have to put those meals out quickly. So, you know, we're all busy, and this particular system basically can really help families. You know, you just throw it in the oven, everything's done with it, and you can go about your business and do homework and that type of thing while everything's cooking or on the pan or even on the barbecue if you don't want to do any dishes either.
And no one needs to know. What are your go-to meals, Jill?
What are my go-to meals? We eat a lot of pasta.
Mm-hmm. You do so much with pasta, right?
There's so many things that you can do with it. I'm really starting to love lots of, you know, soups and stews and the type of meals that kids can come home and just help themselves, because nobody ever seems to be home at the same time anymore.
That's really true. And tell me about your chicken curry. Was that your roux that you do? Is that one you're
talking about? No, actually. It was just, you know, the curry spices sort of sautéed with some oil, and you just throw in your ingredients, some yogurt, some coconut milk, and just let it simmer, and your chicken or whatever you want to put in there. It was so easy. Ten minutes.
Is that a new one?
Yeah. Just found it on all recipes.
Because usually you send me those ones. I haven't heard of that. Sandra, how do you get all your recipes? Are you always experimenting?
Always, always. We have a few. We always try and put a couple new ones on every month, and this one we have a few, you know, that are new. And we always like to hear back from our clients, too, because, you know, that's the only way we can better our service and our product.
And if you want to look up the website, it's what's, and it's a four, dinner. And it's great to look at you can look at the menu for the month, and it gives you great ideas, get a few things from there, but also things to prepare, because there's, really a lot of different ways to season things and the meats and the things you put in bags and just taste differently with the hoisin sauce and whatever you're doing to it.
That's exactly right. You can try different things that you've never tried before, like hoisin sauce, for example. You would just use maybe 1 to 3 tablespoons, and then it just sits there, right, because there's only so much, and you buy this big jar, or in our case, we buy the big cans. But you're able to try different things if you haven't tried them before, and, you know, experiment a little bit, because it's very easy for us to get in our comfort zone and get the same old, eat the same old thing over and over and over again.
It really is. You know, I had someone on last week, and she was talking about she kind of eats internationally, so one night it'll be Mexican food, next night Italian food. So, and it kind of made it sound more fun, right, to think of different dishes from different countries every night as opposed to, you know, that piece of meat and a salad.
Definitely. And different countries. I have a lady that's going to just bring in online. We're purchasing from her, called Paneers. They're the potato patty cake, and they are so good.
Well, it's got the word patty, and it's got to be good.
Yeah. And it's an Indian dish, too. So yeah. And then she also makes with it the cilantro chutney and the mango chutney. Mm, so you'll be seeing them on our sides, and they're just so great.
Well, if you go to Fairways, too, you know, they've got some great stuff on their aisles. Different international foods now.
Yeah,
so they've got the English stuff. A lot of good chocolates and spreads and Marmite, and that's Australian, isn't it?
Spotted dick.
Easy girl. But yeah, you can find all these different ingredients if you go to Fairways, like and the coconut milks and the real Asian products.
Yeah, and they also have a lot of the fresh, like the lemongrass that we have also. You could get that at Fairways also, that our chicken, or actually it's our fish that has lemongrass.
And how do you cook with lemongrass? Is it something you get out of the middle of it, or is it something?
Yeah, it's basically more the ball part that you're using, and it is a little, it's more, with ours we're using it in a broth, so it infuses its flavor that way. If you're using it in anything else that you're going to just eat it, then you have to really cut it up really quite fine, because it is really it's a bit harder to really chew on, so you have to have it quite fine.
Well, if people want to get a hold of you and know more about what you do there, and if they can take some classes coming up, where I know you do birthday parties and stuff, you still do those, Sandra?
We do those on request. Yes,
on request.
It's something that we haven't really branched out to all that much, but we have done it on a request with our clients, and it's something we really enjoy doing, because it's just to see the little faces, you know, just going, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And they can reach any of that information. They can get any of that information from our website, and that's whatsfordinner.ca, and that's with the number 4. And then our dinner for one is dinnerforone.ca, or they can call our store.
Well, that's great, Sandra. Thank you so much for giving us some ideas today, and have a good day with all your kids.
You too.
When we come back, Jill and I are going to talk some real estate and mortgages.
Your fair weather and not so fair weather friends. With a forecast you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. General Mills Honey Nut Cheerios, 460 grams, card price, 2 for $7. Or assorted Campbell's Family Favorite Soup, 284 mils, card price, 4 for $6. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
One day as a young boy, I was captivated by the sight of a roofing crew working on our family home. That picture stayed with me. And years later, when I bought my own home, I asked Mom about that experience.
It was Sam the Roofer. They re-roofed our second home, too.
Sam the Roofer. Now they're replacing my roof. I didn't know it back then, but it was their tireless skill and workmanship that left such a lasting impression.
Sam the Roofer. True to their core beliefs. Client satisfaction and quality workmanship.
Sam the Roofing Man.
Serving Southern Vancouver Island for over 50 years.
Mail and newspaper pickup, lighting and drape adjustments, watering plants, checks for leaks or damage.
Whoa, who's going to cover all that while we're away?
Commissionaires. We'll have peace of mind knowing that someone we trust is checking the house and our insurance coverage isn't at risk.
Commissionaires Mobile Security Guards, the affordable solution. Bonded and licensed professionals with military and police experience from Commissionaires. Tailor their visits to suit your needs. For home security while you're away, call 727-7755 or Google Commissionaires. Victoria.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. Join me for a special Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 4. My guests, Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan from Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management of TD Waterhouse, will speak about alternative investing ideas to maximize growth and income in today's environment. They'll review strategies and update us on the current markets in Europe, the U.S., and Canada. You'll learn what you need to know now. That's on Talk to the Experts with Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management this afternoon at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I have Jill Morris here. And Jill, you're with TD. You're a mobile mortgage broker, so that means you can come to people and help them out if they need to have any questions answered. And, you know, no commitment, right? I mean, if people want to get the faxes, you need to be pre-approved and ready to move.
Well, especially these days, I think it's a crucial part of the home buying plan is to have that pre-approval in place. Big difference between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification. Yeah, I mean,
what's
the
difference?
The difference is that when you're pre-approved, you actually have the bank looking at your information, verifying it, and giving you a commitment, which is in the form of an approval and a rate commitment for up to 120 days.
Okay.
So you don't just have somebody looking at going, yeah, okay, I think you'd qualify for this. So this would be, you know, you have something in writing that states that you have been pre-qualified for that particular product.
And like anything, unless it's in writing, it's not a deal.
It's not.
You know, and that's, like, I work with Remax most, and I'm a realtor. I work with Lee Johnson since 95. long time. And, you know, the main thing you do as a realtor is an enforceable contract at the end of the day. And the same with what you do is that, you know, get it in writing.
Yeah.
So it's always best to have it, you know, have an understanding of what you qualify for, but really have a rate guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think especially in today's environment where there has been so many changes to the federally regulated institutions and how they lend money, that there's a lot of confusion out there. People don't really know how the changes affect them. And the best way to determine that is to sit down with somebody that's a specialist in that area and narrow down what your choices are.
Right. And you come from a line of, you were, you know, in loans as a bank years ago. So you have the qualifications of that. And it's really important to know that, because if you're older, and we were through the, you know, 1981 where rates were like, what, 21%?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous, right? And now for younger people, I was just talking to someone a minute ago about a house they're trying to sell. And if you got into a market 5 years ago and paid a lot, and you know, you're used to things just going up and you take the money out of your house, and it's a different time. And to qualify, it takes a lot more.
Yeah, it does.
You have a lot more process to go through.
Yeah, but it's not, I think, for having been in the lending industry for so long, it's not really that different than it was. I think this is just a big change for people. I think we're back to
you're right.
A more regular time. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the way things used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Things didn't move off the shelf like every day or two, right?
No, they didn't.
So they take longer now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really want to tell people, if you're thinking of selling and buying, you're in a like market. So the fact is, it's tough to hear that your house is not worth what you thought it was, but you really have to price to sell, or, you know, there's not really a point, because it really is a market where buyers know interest rates are low and there's a lot on the market. So there's never a bad time to buy.
No.
You know, we live in Victoria, which, you know, my dad used to always say there's only so much land. This is a great place, and we're always going to have people that want to move here. You know, I was at a conference last week, and most of our people are going to be coming from other provinces. We're always going to have that influx of people moving here because of our climate, because of where we are. So, you know, it's never a bad time to buy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want people to be totally afraid. As long as you can afford, and I'm sure as a mortgage broker, the milk and the butter in the fridge, you know, you don't want to be strapped.
Yeah.
But the new regulations came into effect, so it's 25 years now.
Yeah, but it's only for people that have less than 20% down. So if they are having to insure the mortgage through CMHC or Genworth, which means that they've got basically default insurance on that mortgage because there's less than 20% down, the maximum amortization on those products is 25 years. So that's just a segment of the population. If you have 20% or more down, that 25-year amortization is not a restriction. You can still go up to 30 years with a bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just for CMHC or Genworth insured mortgages.
Okay. And what about refinancing and things like that? Are you seeing so much of that anymore, or?
That definitely, you know, has slowed down a little bit. People are only allowed to refinance up to 80% of the value of their property now, whereas it used to be 85% previously. Mm-hmm. So there's some restrictions on that. Home equity lines of credit are now restricted to 65% of the value of the home, whereas they were 80% previously.
Those were the days.
although, if you have a conventional first mortgage and a second home equity line of credit, you can still go up to that 80% with the two combined. So there's a few, definitely important changes that are sort of designed to, have people think more about what kind of what kind of debt they're getting into, and that they're not using the equity in their home as a, you know, a debt.
That's right. And I think these regulations, we're lucky we live in Canada, both the states, and we'll talk a little bit about those ninja loans. If you want to get a hold of us, we're at talk@cfax1070.com if you want to shoot a question to me or Jill, or you can call us 250-386-1161. You know, real estate is always a good thing to have, but you need to be informed and have good people working for you. In the states, we're talking about these ninja loans, which are loans, no income, no job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they got into the trouble, is that people had no right, really. It's not always a right to have a home. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
And they were maxing out 125%, buying cars, everything they needed to, right in one package. So, of course, for a year, they had a guaranteed low, low rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went up
to
10%. Well, what chance do you have of saving that? So we do need to have some kind of safety nets.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I think that whole crisis in the States was a subprime, or a subprime crisis. It wasn't to do with what's going on in our mortgage market at all. But nonetheless, you know, you want to make sure that that you can afford what you've got in case those rates do go up 5-10 years from now. You don't want to be stuck in
that. And if you're waiting, though, you know, in my view, how I see it, and I'm not sure about how you think, Jill, but I really see this being you know, a different market for a good 10 years, as far as it's not going to be mortgage rates jumping like to 21% overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are waiting for the bottom, you know, I think we're here,
folks. You're here.
You know, I think if you're going to make a move, you think, oh, well, maybe they'll be higher in January when I sell my house. Well, that's not probably the case. So, you know, if you don't need to sell and you like your home, stay there, enjoy it, renovate it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do want to move to something different, now is as good a time as any.
It's a great time. Yeah, I mean, all the conditions are right.
What kind of rates are you seeing right now?
Well, rates, actually, there hasn't been, it's been kind of a boring story for really about the last year or so. Rates have just stayed the same. We're looking at, you know, the 299s for a 5-year fixed. You can get a 10-year fixed, or a fixed rate for less than 4%.
Wow.
So, you know, for those people that really need to determine what their budget's going to be long term.
And I guess for some people, that makes sense. And we haven't even talked about rental property. We have, you know, if you want to get in and get a rental property, now is a good time also, right?
Well, they've made some positive changes in that regard, where you can go up to 75% of the value of a rental property, whereas it was 65% up to about a week ago. So that's a positive change. And you can utilize the rental income from those properties to service the debt as well. So,
and you have a great write-off, right? You write the interest off on,
absolutely. That's huge.
So if people want to get a hold of you, Jill, how do they do that?
My direct line is 250-213-1987. And my email is jill.moores, and that's spelled M-O-O-R-E-S, at td.com.
Beautiful. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Rosie Bitts about Jiggly Bitts. Back in a minute.
An evening with Blue Rodeo.
Somehow they stay that way.
Playing 25 cities across the country in celebration of their 25th anniversary. Blue Rodeo Live, January 6th, Save-On Foods Memorial Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com or at the venue box office. Presented by Times Colonist. Check out BlueRodeo.com for more.
I would just think from your body of work and knowing you that you're not amazing in bed.
Weeknights on E. Get to know Chelsea Handler.
You know what? My body's a wonderland.
She brings a woman's touch.
See, I wear 2 sports bras when I go running.
To late night television.
Really? Can't you be a little bit smarter than this?
It's late night.
All of you narcissistic complaining out there.
Chelsea Style.
Shut up and watch this.
Chelsea Lately. Brand new. Weeknights at 8.
Just be happy there aren't 2 of me.
Only on E.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Periods of rain today, anywhere up to 5 millimeters. Remaining mild, though. Good morning. I'm James Gardner. The health minister is urging those most at risk to get a flu shot. Clinics are now open throughout the province. This is the first year all healthy kids between 6 months and 5 years of age will be eligible to be vaccinated for free. Health Minister Margaret McDermott says every year young children are among those most severely affected by complications from the flu.
There certainly are many, many people that are, you know, young children, pregnant moms, people whose immune system is somewhat compromised, and seniors who are in our facilities every day and for whom influenza could be life-threatening or even could take their life. And we have to think about that.
As well, more than 2,000 community pharmacists are authorized to provide the flu vaccine this year. The Harper government is accused and being accused of trying to pull a fast one, the Conservatives announced late last night. They're extending the review of a Chinese state-owned oil company's bid to buy Calgary-based oil and gas giant Nexen. NDP Natural Resources critic Peter Julian says the announcement was made at a time when the Tories hoped no one was paying attention. Julian says the proposed $15.1 billion deal should be rejected because it's not in Canada's best interest. There will be no New York City Marathon tomorrow after mounting criticism from city officials and residents alike. Mayor Michael Bloomberg called off the race. With the death toll at 41 and power not yet fully restored, many New Yorkers recoiled at the prospect of resources being directed away from victims of Superstorm Sandy. More than 47,000 runners were expected to take part in the race. After the news at 11, we didn't get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our cash prize will be $570. So stay tuned for that. CFAX 1070 weather now. Looks like we're in for periods of rain, anywhere up to 5 millimeters of the wet stuff. Our temperature steady near 12 today. More rain on the way tonight. Temperature around 10, and then tomorrow. Rain 10 to 15 millimeters, becoming windy early in the evening, and a high of 15. Currently downtown, we're sitting at 11 degrees. I'm James Gardner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. It's coming up to 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. In the studio, I have Jill Moores. And Jill, do you remember Miss Rosie Bitts?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah. And we got Rosie on the phone today. And she's a beautiful woman who has a stylized look, pinup girl, does burlesque shows. And how are you doing?
Hello.
How are you?
I am very, very well.
Excellent. Now, you're in Seattle right now. Are you doing something with burlesque down there?
I am. I'm actually in Seattle at BurleyCon Seattle.
What is that?
This is the biggest burlesque convention that is all teaching in North America.
Who would have guessed, huh?
It's so much fun. We all get together and we just offer classes in our expertise and learn and hang out and have ridiculous parties, lots of glitter, lots of beautiful ladies.
Can we go? We can shake our bits. Now tell us, what is burlesque? Because I was looking it up and it sort of evolved and looks like it's had a resurgence. So what is your definition of burlesque?
My definition and what I do is called American burlesque or North American burlesque. And it came here in the 1860s, so it's actually fairly old art form. And it is basically artful striptease. It's the type of striptease that was done, at least what I emulate, was done in the 1920s to early 60s. So it's, if you imagine, big feather fans and gorgeous costumes and elaborate numbers, that's what I do. And we do striptease. So we strip down to usually pasties in a G-string or some type of beautifully done under thing.
Now, wasn't that really the original sexy as opposed to the modern-day stripping? I mean, I think you do sing as well, Rosie?
Pardon?
Is there singing?
Say that one more time?
Are you a singer as well? Like, is there a show behind it, or is there...
I am a singer as well, but the original burlesque was didn't necessarily incorporate women being singers. The type of striptease that we have today, I consider myself kind of the grandma of our new striptease.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So it did evolve out of this type of striptease, out of burlesque, but it's definitely a different type of striptease. If you go into a strip club, what you're going to see there is very different from what I do.
Right. And you have a stylized look. You're like a pinup girl. How did you come about to get into this whole thing and your look?
Oh, goodness. Well, I was a professional actor, and I've always loved old movies. And I think as a little girl, what I envisioned when I wanted to be an actor was that old glamour. And then as I grew up and had a chance to perform, that's not really what you do. There are not a lot of parts where you get to wear those beautiful costumes and do your hair and makeup in that way. And when I discovered burlesque, it was just like, oh my goodness, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, this is already in me. And I have been researching burlesque. It's always sort of been in my mind, but I didn't think it was ever anything I could actually do. The striptease element really scared me, and very much by chance, I ran into a woman about 7 or 8 years ago in Victoria who was an early pioneer of burlesque in Victoria. Her name's Bettina May, and she lives in New York City now. And I got to do pickup for one of her burlesque shows, and it all kind of came together after that. As soon as I got involved, I was like, this is it. I don't want to act anymore. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, well, you're meant for it. You know, Jill, when she says striptease scares her, it scares me every night when I have to see myself.
I run.
I run.
I hide.
So is that what your classes are, you know, your the jiggly bits? Is it to sort of get more in touch with who we are and kind of get our groove back and feel confident in who we are?
It is. The class is called Learn to Love Your Jiggly Bits, and it's really, that's what it's about. It's about reconnecting or sometimes connecting with your body for the very first time. And as women, I think in our society, we're taught to always be unapproving of ourselves.
Yes.
You know, there's never a time where you're allowed to look in the mirror and just go, this is beautiful, this is perfect, this is enough,
yeah.
Right? We need to be thinner and fitter and, you know, there's more beautiful, more stylized. So in my class, it's about connecting with the body that you have and learning to really love and enjoy your own unique beauty.
And you also have pinup sessions and you do photos. What are some of the tips if you want to look like a pinup girl?
Some of the tips?
Yeah.
You know what? There's just really simple things that you can do, and one of them is just research. Go online and immerse yourself. Things are so easy these days. You don't even have to go to the library and look up books. You just go online and become inspired by the beautiful women who have gone before us. There's great tutorials on YouTube as to how to do pinup hair and makeup, and just find your style. I had a personal coach many years ago who told me that when we dress, we don't dress for ourselves. We should be dressing for everybody else as a gift to them as we walk down the street, so that everybody who sees you, you're giving a gift to them. And that's a big part of why I dress in the way that I do. It pleases me. It's aesthetically pleasing to me. But more than anything, when people see me, I want to be giving them a gift, something that makes them put a smile on their face, makes their day a little bit better.
Well, as you recall, Jill, when Rosie walks in a room, I mean, it's like the breathtaking, the outfit and the look. It's like, wow.
Well, I wanted to ask, where do you source, where do you get your beautiful outfits?
Well, my daily wear, this is the big secret, is I get it mostly from thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare for me to spend more than about $20 on an outfit.
Wow.
I keep my eyes open. I wear mostly vintage. I love vintage clothing, and I love the fact that I'm recycling, right?
Mm-hmm.
How green is that? So I just, I'm always on the lookout. I just bought two pieces last night here in Seattle for a total of $60, which is a big spend for me.
Wow.
And the only thing I spend a lot of money on is my costumes, because they have to stand up to wear and tear. So I get those all custom made.
You know, the thing about Rosie, too, when you see her, is you own it. And you look so confident in who you are. And it's a unique style. And I really like how it shows other people just to love your curves, love what you are right now. And you have a big show coming up. Can you just tell us when that is and if people want to get involved and get tickets?
Yes, most definitely. November 9th at the Metro Studio. The show is called The Bits of Tease Cabaret, Superstars of Tease. And this show is, oh my goodness, this has been a long time coming. This has been a dream for me to do a show like this. I actually have one of my mentors who has mentored really the whole burlesque community in the world. She's been voted the number 3 burlesque performer in the world. Her name is Jo Boobs. Jo Lubes Weldon. She's actually written the book on burlesque, the Handbook of Burlesque, and she's the headmistress of the New York School of Burlesque. So she's coming. Amber Ray, who is another huge inspiration to me, another burlesque, international burlesque superstar. Johnny Pork Pie, the mayor of New York City Burlesque, is going to be hosting.
Lady
Josephine from Quebec, who's a gorgeous ingenue, part of our local Canadian international burlesque superstars. And then I have a couple of local girls from the Cheesecake Burlesque Review, who, again, you know, like our local superstars. So it's been a huge dream for me to put on a show of this caliber. And I'm just over the moon to share with Victoria. And you can get tickets at Garden of Eden or the Bits of Peas. Eventbrite.com.
And if people want to know more about you and your classes, how do they get a hold of you, Rosie?
Find me on the internet. Google Rosie Bits. I will come up. Or go to my website, which is MissRosieBits.com.
Well, it's been fascinating talking to you, and good luck with your trip in Seattle, and I'm sure your event's going to be a huge success. Nice talking to you, Rosie.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sending you lots and lots of love.
Oh, thank you very much. Now we're going from one cat to another cat. When we come back, talking to Jill about cat vacations.
Local news on your smartphone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to CFAX1070.com. CFAX1070.com. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Good morning. This is Lisa, the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am downtown at Market Square for the Winter Farmers Market. They've got so many goodies here, including local veggies, artisan bread, cheeses, seasonal surprises, and live music. Despite the weather we're having, they have sheltered booths, so you don't have to worry too much about getting wet. The market is going on until 3 today. What's better than local food? Come check it out. This afternoon, I'll be heading to the Strawberry Vale Christmas Craft Fair. That's going on until 4 o'clock today and tomorrow. So if you don't get to it today, you can always check it out tomorrow. It's located at the Strawberry Vale and District Community Club on High Street. There'll be tons of cool crafts there to check out, including artwork, body products, jewelry, food, and more. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Cell Phone Window Fashion Drapery and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store. 2189 Keating Cross Road.
How Bell makes the Samsung Galaxy S3 better.
Catherine from Calgary asks,
I'm looking for a phone that stands out. Any suggestions?
Well, the phone everyone's talking about is the Samsung Galaxy S3. Bell just launched an exclusive red version that's sure to set you apart. Best of all, you'll get super fast LTE speeds on Canada's largest LTE network. This is one phone you shouldn't miss.
Get the red Samsung Galaxy S3 only from Bell. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, the Samsung Galaxy S3 just got better.
We're back with Jill Moores. And Jill, you know, many of us these days, we have two hats or three, and you do as well.
Yeah, I do.
And so you're a mortgage broker, and as well, you have you and Barry have a spoiled cat cottage retreat. And we want to talk a little bit about cats, because our pets are like our kids nowadays, right?
That, yeah, absolutely.
You know, especially you get older, and your kids, if you don't have kids or your kids get older, your pets really, you start talking to them, you know, like they're your children.
Oh, yes.
Our two dogs had Halloween costumes, so, you know, yeah. They're going to be on the dashboard of the RV before you can say Jackrabbit. So, you know, they're all kind of different cats. You know, first of all, when you're adopting a cat, you could look to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of organizations are out there if you want to get a nice little cat?
Well, there's lots of really great organizations. I mean, obviously, SPCA comes to mind for a lot of people first. Victoria Adoptables is a fabulous organization. There's a lot of people out in the community that foster these animals while they're waiting for forever homes. So,
my parents did that, and I know you try and help with that process sometimes.
Yeah, we had fostered a cat. Mm-hmm. I'm a foster. What do you call it? Flunky. We ended up keeping her because she was not adoptable, but Susie.
Aww.
I'm sure you remember Susie.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I mean, there's, and Dee's Orphan Kitten Fund, and, oh, there's so many. I mean, there's just so many great organizations.
So people will get a hold of you if they wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. I have a whole list, and, you know, we try and contribute. We sell some homemade tea cozies and cat beds,
know,
and little things that we donate
there.
to those charities.
And one of your workers that loves working there so much does a lot of knit sewing.
Yeah, Valerie Berry. She's amazing. She does all the sewing work and
little
and
blankets and stuff.
Yeah, no, little she loves it. She's been saving fabrics, you know, for the last 40 years, and she loves to sew. So she does some great work, and we can donate all of that to a charity. And she doesn't even charge us for the fabric or the time, or you know, it just all goes.
And what kind of cats? Like, I guess you, like anything, you should know what kind of disposition that cat has if it's going to work for your life. Because sometimes some of these really fancy breeds maybe too high maintenance, or what do you think as far as how you match that cat to your home?
I guess in our own experience, and we do look after a lot of hybrid or purebred cats, and you know, they do come, I guess the same with dogs, sometimes they come with a lot of challenges, a lot of health problems, a lot of behavioral problems, and you know, you have to sort of be prepared financially as well as your time to take on that kind of a challenge. So, you know, you really have to do your research. You really have to do your homework.
Right.
And I think with the Victoria Adoptables program, what I like is that because so many of the animals on there are fostered and they have families, that you can get a real sense from those people exactly what those animals are like,
right?
You know, to live with.
And they're not disposable. You want to make sure.
You got to make sure it's
right. Right?
Yeah.
Little creatures, we just got a rescue dog, have been knocked around a bit, and make sure that, you know, it's the right fit for you so that you can love that animal. Now, as far as vacations, you know, we've gone away and left the cats at home, have come back. You know, sometimes they've, you know, made a mess. what is the plus side, and what are you looking for when you put your cat in a cat retreat?
Well, you know, obviously it's, you know, an ideal situation is if you have a friend or family member that can come and stay with your animals while you're away.
Because they get lonely, right?
They do. They do get really lonely, and I think that kind of behavior is a reaction to that. You know, they're mad.
You're really into psychology of the cats because, you know, sometimes when they do certain things, you can really equate it to what they're going through, right?
Yeah,
their emotions.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we have cats that come to stay with us when their owners are sick or they're going into hospital or there's things going on, challenges, and you can really, really see that stress and how it affects the cats and their behavior. And when they come to stay with us, obviously we have our eyes on them all the time. So if there's anything going on, whether it's behavioral or there's some health problems or issues, we can see it and deal with it before it turns into a big problem. Whereas if somebody's coming to visit once a day, once every 48 hours, the cat might be hiding under the bed. You don't know what's really going on with it. So I think, you know, if the cats have any issues at all, that might not be an ideal situation.
And particularly when they're getting older too, right?
Yeah.
You know, they can really get freaked out.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you have at your cat vacation place?
We've got a lovely 500 square foot little cottage that sits adjacent to our house, and it's specifically for cats. So there are no dogs boarded at our cottage. And we've got hardwood floors and a nice TV and a little fireplace, big oversized windowsills for the cats, and they have each of them has their own suite, so they have their own bedding and litter and dishes, and we have a lovely outside area that they can sit out and watch the birds and get some fresh air that's completely secure. But I think the biggest difference with our facility is that it is a social boarding facility. So the cats are able to get out and wander around, become familiar with their surroundings, get to know each other. And, of course, everybody's question is, oh, I don't know how my cat would do in a situation like that. And they do beautifully.
They do. Our two have been out, and they're like night and day, even though they're mom and son.
Yeah.
And they're all different, right?
Yeah.
But it's amazing, like, when you go out there. And plus, you guys love the cats, like Barry, you know.
Yeah.
You love being out there because the feeling is wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how they interact. You know, if they don't want to, they don't.
No.
But they don't hiss and fight and, you know, not what you think.
You might get the odd swat. You might get a hiss just as a warning. But by and large,
that's just you and Barry, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the cats. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, they get along beautifully, and the stress level is just so much lower when they can get out and explore their world. They're curious.
Right. You know, so you take your dogs to somewhere. So it's a good idea to take your cat so that you take that out of your vacation. You don't have to worry what you're going to come home to, a sick cat or
a mad cat.
And they'll make you pay, yeah. Believe me. So how do people get a hold of you at the cat retreat?
Our telephone number is 250-896-CATS.
Wow.
Which is 2986.
I feel like singing that song, Cats.
Yeah, and our website is aspoiledcat.com, and all our contact information and whatnot is up on that website.
I'm sure, like anything else, you've got vacation coming up, better to book sooner than later.
Yeah, we're booking really quickly for Christmas, for sure.
All righty, Jill, thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to talk to Hudson Mack about CFAX or CTV on the radio next week and a bunch of other things like Movember. Back in a minute.
Sometimes when my wife's in the shower, I'll sneak another peek at the custom piece of jewelry I had designed for her. It was just so easy to create something so unique. I know she's going to go crazy when she sees it, and I can't wait to give it to her this Christmas.
Custom jewelry design at Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. Create something new, customize an item from their in-store selection, or upgrade something of yours for the perfect holiday gift. Visit them in Oak Bay Village or online at BarclaysJewelers.com.
Metro Lexus Toyota's year-end countdown is on. The 2013s are arriving daily, and that means we need to make room. Now's your time to save up to $8,000 on 2012 models. 0% financing up to 72 months on select models. Everything must go, so hurry in for best selection while they last. Metro Lexus Toyota's year-end countdown starts now. Douglas, across from Mayfair.
This cold is driving me crazy.
Antiviral is helpful for acute viral attacks as well as long-term immune support. Natural Factors antiviral formula is available in tincture or soft gel capsules at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Call 386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street, or visit CanadianVitaminShop.com for more information on antiviral formula.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
What a show. It's always so much fun, isn't it, Jill? Like, you just learn, you know, you shake your bits, you learn about cats, you learn about mergers, you learn about food. What more can we learn about? I don't know. Honestly. Well, we can learn more about Hudson Mack. Hudson and his crew from CTV Vancouver Island. You know, we're one big happy family here, Cool FM, CFAX, and CTV Vancouver Island, your local news. Hudson, how are you?
I'm well, babe. I want to do a little quiz here. I'm doing that thing on Saturday morning that you know that I look forward to all week that gives me so much pleasure. Can you guess what it is?
Going to the dump.
I'm at the dump. at least I'm on my. And by the way, us regulars don't refer to it as the dump, please. It's the Heartland landfill.
I know, and you love it out there. And you know,
Pup gets
treats, and you just love taking little dumper. Hud's got a really specialized little truck that his friend Steve Harvey helped him with, and his little dump. What do you
my
call it?
Trailer. Sweet little dumper.
Sweet little dumper. This thing is nicer than most cars. But yeah, that's your happy place, that and the old Moho, right?
Yeah, I love the Moho, and I got the dog. I heard you talking about the dogs. I got Sophie and Taco with me right now, and they love the dump. I'm not quite there yet. I'm just on my way up the hill. So.
I figured that much.
Actually,
I'll be there at 9 a.m.
I'm not driving. I have pulled over.
That a boy. Now, listen, Hudson, this is going to be a really neat week next week because the CTV gang is filling in for Frank Stanford from 1 till 3, and you're going to be Monday. So you're on the hot seat, and I know you're talking to Lloyd Robertson tomorrow. And you're going to be doing a book signing with him. So tell us about this week and who's going to be on and why people should be listening.
Well, they should always be listening anyway, but it's going to be fun.
And watching.
I think everybody on TV would like to be on the radio and vice versa. So we have a chance to do it. We got a lineup of folks. There was a bit of a lottery in the newsroom because everybody wanted to get a taste. But I'll kick it off tomorrow, or Monday rather, at 1 o'clock, talking to some of our CTV correspondents in the U.S. about the election the following day and the impact of the Hurricane Sandy and strange political bedfellows in New Jersey and that kind of stuff. You mentioned Lloyd. Tomorrow, there is still an opportunity to get tickets to this event. He is here talking about his new biography, That's the Kind of Life It's Been. And he's a terrific guy, of course. I know you know him, and I've known him for years. So that's at Alex Golden Hall tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and I'll be doing a sit-down interview with Lloyd, and we'll talk about his career, and we'll play some of that on about 1:30 or so on Monday. And then we got a real treat, and anybody who's listening right now who's a Coronation Street fan, be sure to be listening around the 2 o'clock hour Monday. We have our old friend Sue Nichols, who treated us so well when you and I had a chance to visit the Granada lot on the Coronation Street set. Sue will be on the phone from Manchester, and she wants to take your calls, and she will tell you everything you need to know about behind the scenes on Coronation Street and what goes on with the
couple. That's so huge. TJ, would you mind putting that out to our Facebook listeners? Sue Nichols is from Coronation Street, and we have so many and it's Nichols with an S?
Yes.
Is such a, you know, people love Coronation Street. We're talking to Hillary Lewis, a football lady. Like, everywhere you go, it's like, oh, yeah, I've watched that for years. Or Karen Murray, the hairdresser.
I've kind of gotten away from the show. I mean, you watch it for hours on Sunday morning.
Yeah,
the omnibus. You know, I kind of drop in and out, so I don't follow it as closely as we used to do, but it'll be fun to have Sue on, and she's really excited.
And we met Sue years ago at the Bay, you know, with our kids, and then we went to go see her in England. We got a, you know, tour with her husband of Coronation Street, and have kept in touch, and she's been an awfully good friend, and she has some updates for you about how she's been doing and a few things going on in her life, so that'll be really great to reconnect with her again. Hud,
And she has an interesting health story to tell, too, because she was treated for melanoma. And it was because a viewer who pays very close attention was watching and saw that there was a mole that she had that had changed color and looked kind of funky. And she got in touch, and she had it checked out. And sure enough, they wanted to get it off, and it was potentially life-saving. So the rest of the week, Tuesday, we've got Louise Hartland is on. And then Wednesday, it's Joe Perkins. Thursday, He Who Loves the Island, Bruce Williams, will be on. And then Friday, kind of a sports montage with Myra and Jordan taking care. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to work well. And if it does, as I suspect it will, this could be kind of a regular thing. And some of your favorite folks from CTV and even me might make a return appearance.
Whoa! Very smooth, very smooth. Well, Hudson, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, doing radio is a blast because I know you started in radio too, radio and TV, and you know, there's nothing like it to connect with your audience, but always make sure you also, all three properties here, Cool FM for your music, CFAX for your news and your great talk radio, and CTV Vancouver Island, which is your Vancouver Island local news with Hudson Mack, the one and only, 30 years on strong in Victoria. Come on.
Well, since 85. By the way, I can't abide bad grammar. That should have been even I might make an appearance, not me. So.
Oh, well, you know, I'm the Dimby Dumby. Is that the one? Yeah. Listen, Hudson, great talking to you. Enjoy the dump.
Yeah, then I'm doing my other favorite thing once I got the dumper hooked up, and that's going down to Killshaw's to buy all the treasures that I picked up at the auction Thursday cool. night. So.
Okay, and that's our next show we're going to do is Hoarders, so stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
If you have a basement, we need it. Okay, Hudson, love you, darling. Have
you
a great
too,
day.
Bye.
TJ, thank
Bye-bye.
You for everything. Jill, wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.